down in my heart.
My subject for your elucidation this evening is on the Red Horse and its rider. The Red Horse and its rider. You know, we're living now in the last days. God has always moved in periods of 2,000 years. And the seals, the seven seals, the book of the seven seals is open. And I saw, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, I heard as it were a noise. And then I looked, and I saw a white horse and its rider. And he that sat on that horse went forth as it were, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And then I looked again, and I saw a red horse going forth. Oh, red horse to take peace from this old world. Take peace. Red is the indication of blood. Blood is being shed. The nations of earth rising up one against another. And that old red horse is riding to sin confusion. I saw the black horse, and he went out and made misery and woe. But all my brothers and my sisters, I want to tell you, the old red horse is riding. He's riding. See him as he comes, shedding blood. Men are dying. Nations of earth are now being bathed in blood. Blood everywhere. I want to say to you, unless you're born of God, unless the blood of Jesus has been applied to your guilty God, the old red horse is riding. He's riding on. Don't you see him as he rides? The sin's confusion. God's calling the world in judgment. Calling the world in judgment. That old red horse is riding. He's riding. Ride on. Ride on. Ride on. Ride. Ride on. The old red horse is riding. Men are dying. Souls are being sinking in hell. They'll lift up their eyes. But I want to say to you that when the blood of Jesus has been applied to your guilty conscience, you shall be redeemed by the power of God. You'll have a home in paradise. When that old red horse will be riding, men will be running, crying, rocks and mountains. Fall on me. Hide me from the face of an angry God. When that old red horse is right on. Right on. Don't you see him riding? Men are running. Men are dying. Men are crying. Why, that old red horse is riding. Oh, ride on. Ride on. The old red horse and his rider is riding, carrying men and women into the judgment. Ride on. I see that old red horse and it rides on.
Buke 10 Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. Thanks a lot for tuning in on this Sunday in March. The weather's starting to turn, of course. And saying that here in Detroit means that it will snow tomorrow. We just heard the gravel-throated Black Billy Sunday, Red Horse and its Rider. We heard it off the first of many CDs on the Document label, collecting preacher and congregation recordings, or as close as one could get to such a thing with the earliest recording equipment of the 20s and 30s, which is also why like Sacred Harp early recordings are made with such a small number of people, where in the way that the music would be experienced any other way would be like a church full, because they didn't really have the field recording equipment together, technology to do that, or do that well, or certainly to do it easily. It would be very expensive. So my understanding is we're hearing like a recording booth with people sort of crammed, the congregants kind of crammed in behind any musicians and the preacher. That's in general when we're talking about these early sermon records. And today we're going to spend a lot of time with these kind of recordings. mostly commercial, though we'll likely also hear later field recordings. Just depends on how the music takes us. Now I'm sticking mostly with commercial recordings, Preacher's Congregation. And these were some of the first top-selling records in the so-called race records industry, which is why there's a surprising number of them. The same way that at a certain point, any song with the word blues in the title got recorded over anything else, that's because the talent scouts knew that that's what sold. One of the real standout preachers from this early days, 20s and 30s, was Reverend T.T. Rose, who sermonized with such hardcore fervor. He often had to take these huge audible gulps of air between passages to keep from passing out, which also provided this like rhythmic intensity, and it's also very dramatic, of course. Since the song we're about to hear is a Paramount recording, we'll hear that from the Third Man, one of the two Third Man releases of all known Paramount recordings. And this is an unreleased take of one of his big hits, Goodbye Babylon. Thanks for tuning in. Gonna play a bunch more music, then come in later and talk about what we heard.
Drunk and they must be drinking shine. God don't like it, I know. God don't like it, you know. God don't like it, I know. It's a scandalous and a shame. Some folks get drunk every once in a while just to speak their sober mind. And when they get caught in a trap. They want to put all the blame on Shine. God don't like it. I know, oh no, he don't like it. You know, oh no, he don't like it. I know it's a scandalous and a shame. Sometimes they get put in jail. I'd have to pay a fine. Tomorrow they are drunk again, for they just will take that shine. God don't like it, I know, God don't like it. You know, God don't like it, I know. It's a scandalous and a shame. They tell me that this yellow cone will make the very best kind. But you'd better turn the cone to bread and stop that rake and shine. God don't like it, I know, God don't like it. You know, I don't like it. I know it's a scandal and a shame. This here country's gonna be lost if it keep on like it's going. For we can't hardly have a little church for preachers they can shine. I don't like it, I know. I don't like it, you know. I don't like it, I know it's a scandal and a shame. Now, Christian, you'd better watch your step. Stop your tongue from lying. For you sure can't walk them golden streets if you're tanked up on shine. God don't like it, I know. God don't like it, you know. God don't like it, I know. It's scandalous and a shame. I know they ain't gonna like the song, but I done spoke my mind. And I won't take back a word I said, for I sure don't drink no shine. God don't like it, I know. God don't like it, you know. Oh no, he don't like it, I know. It's scandalous and a shame.
Lamb of God, yeah, this scepter down the cross. Every man might have a right to feel alive. And stop the well of salvation, and thanks to the world to come unto me. All ye that labor and I have a laden, and I'll give you rest. When God shall come back on this side of the cloud. Oh, he shall come back after the church. Where the front field of a chariot running by faith, and a high field I'll be running by grace. Every blood-bought child of God that have dug deep and I've laid the foundation, I build on that solid foundation. He can remember well when God touched his heart and opened up his blinded eyes and placed his foot on the rocks of eternity and told him to run and don't get tired. Every child of God, knows that he have drawn water out of the well of salvation. When God shall drench himself up in his judgment garment, and shall come back to judge the world with his eyes looking like balls of fire, and his feet looking like fine polished bread, I shall come back after the church of God. Every child of God that cries sometimes will turn up the king's highway. When Jesus I shall put one foot on the seat and the other one on dry land, and shall swear by him the time I have been for thee no more. When we shall listen to the sound of the trumpet, and we shall get up and start to that salute of faith, an angel standing kind, who is that coming from out of the wild? Lord, help me there. Oh, my soul. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I'm going to preach to you tonight from the 6th chapter of Genesis, 6 and 7 verses, and it repented the Lord that he had made man,
yeah,
and grieved him at his heart.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, I will destroy man,
yes, sir,
whom I have created from the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Subject God made with man.
Yeah,
every true-born child of God should live in a way to keep God from getting mad with you.
Yes, sir.
Whenever God gets mad, trouble comes in the land.
Amen.
God got mad with man in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the city was destroyed with brimstone and fire.
Yes.
God got mad with King Nebuchadnezzar, and he made him crawl like a four-footed beast, and his hair grew like eagle feather, and his nails like bird claws.
Yes.
God got mad with Belshazzar, and he sent a hand down to write on the wall. Therefore, whenever God gets mad with an individual, it puts an end to his life. Therefore, each and every individual that has been truly born of the Spirit of God ought to live a Christian and live like you've been born again.
Yes.
In order to keep God from getting mad with you.
Yes,
well, in the days of Noah, well, the women and men had created bondage of sin upon the world, and they were living very wicked in that time. And, nobody was buying upon the knees, neither was there anybody praying. And nobody was calling on God. And God looked down upon the people, and I decided that I'm going to destroy the man whom I created from the face of the earth. Both man and beast, for I repent me that I've made them, and it grieved me in my heart. And I fancy that I could see God when he come down and talk with old man Nora, and said to him, now, Nora, I want you to build me ark. Build me an ark of goose with a room, shall I make him ark. And then I want you to take food of all that which is eaten, because I'm going to call the flood to come on the world, and man shall lay down and die. Well, God, he's got his eye on him, and he's watching everybody's heart, seeing everybody in the world, and he's expecting women and men to live a Christian in the community wherever you be. And if I tell that God Almighty, after he had talked with old man Nora, and Nora went out and began to build his ark, and he'd taken shame and deep in there, and began to cut the timber, and began to get the ark in line in order that they might make an ark which is called the ship of Zion, in order that they might convene those whom would be an ark over the flood. God is looking down upon the world, judging every man in his heart. Lord, you better get right with God. Get your heart in order. In order that you might keep in good touch with God. Not only that, mighty friend, God got mad with the king down in the land of Egypt. And the land come with many plagues in the land. And frogs come in the land. And God suffered women and men to lay down and die. Have you got your hand in God's hand? Have you got your heart with God? Don't let him get mad with you.
At this hour will be found Daniel, the 7th chapter and the 27th verse, the church and kingdom. Brother John saw the church coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Yes, Lord.
And it's a clean church.
Yes, Lord.
We find in Ephesians, the 5th chapter and the 26th verse, where he told us that it should be holy and without blame.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
This is a clean church without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. And Brother Daniel saw it. Glory to God, amen. As a kingdom. And he said that the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heavens shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Bless his great name, and it should stand forever. Hallelujah. Oh, my dear one, live clean lives that you might have inheritance in this church and kingdom. It belongs to every man that will live a clean life. God Almighty will give you inheritance in the kingdom that shall stand forever. It shall not be left to other people, but it shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Hallelujah. Bless his great name. Take the words in, and God will be glorified in the saints.
Behold, I live. people said amen.
Amen.
Get out!
Everything's all right.
All right, I know the Lord has laid his hands on me. Give him a hand.
Well, I know.
Today in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, amen. And the 19th verse. Amen. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, amen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, amen, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died. Well, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Yeah. The rich man also died and was buried. Yeah. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Yeah. And he cried and said, Father! Father Abraham, yeah, have mercy on me, yeah, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Can I get amen? My subject this morning the last time I heard from hell.
Yes.
Hell is a bad place.
Yes.
We see this poor man sitting at the rich man's gate.
Well,
the Bible said he desired to be fed. With the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody!
Nobody!
Nobody would give him anything.
Nobody!
God Almighty told death to go down. Bring poor Lazarus in.
Saw
Lazarus when he stepped on the crowd with Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going home this morning.
Yeah.
I saw heaven's gates standing ajar.
Yeah. Yeah.
The boy said, well done.
There's a man of God in the kingdom. They brought Daniel out. Old Daniel came out and stood. Stood in the presence of the king. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I read one piece of the paper. A 12-year-old boy shot and killed his mother. After he came from the rock and roll, called my master. Rock and roll. Causing you steal automobiles. So he can be glamorous. So he can take his girlfriend out. Rock and roll. Filling up the dope den. Rock and roll. Rock and roll all night long. Rock. 1 o'clock rock. 2 o'clock rock. 3 o'clock rock. 4 o'clock rock. 5 o'clock roll. Roll in the patrol wagon. Roll in before the judge. Rolling out of the courthouse. Rolling into the penitentiary. Rolling into the electric chair. You better get ready, cause I'm about to. My God is gonna break this mess up. He's gonna clean up the world.
Thank you.
rest of it this morning, God's got his eyes on you.
Well?
And he sees all you do.
Come on up.
And he hears all you say.
Amen.
God has got his eyes on you.
Well?
Now here?
Yeah.
Now you can't dodge God.
Come on now.
Now you got a knack of dodging the police.
Talk to me.
Running some ass.
Sure.
And talk about I know he can't catch
you.
Now God's got his eyes on.
Well.
You can go into the queen of clips in the mountain.
That's right.
You can go into the rock, but God's got his eyes on you.
Come on up.
Yeah? We ought to quit trying to dodge God.
Come on.
Yeah? We ought to quit trying to dodge the county police.
Well?
He got his eyes on you.
My Lord has got his eyes on you.
Oh, my Lord, say it
again.
Hello and welcome back to Buketon Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and the hour is almost up. We just heard more document collected preacher and congregation 78s from the 20s and 30s. That was He's Got His Eyes on Me, Deacon Leon Davis. Before that, we finally ended our Elder Charles Beckathon with the best known of his early recordings with Elder Curry, Memphis Flu. Basically, we heard 30 years of Charles Beck recording. It all sounded like one continuum to me. Before that, Drive Old Satan Away, Lord, Elder Charles Beck live, and it sounds more like Mardi Gras than anything else to me. Remarkable from the Urban Holiness Service LP on Folkways. Before that, Rock and Roll Sermon Parts 1 and 2. From the Fire My Bones CD collection, because I love what Timothy Stolenwerk did with that song. The irony here, of course, clear as day to anybody, that his anti-rock sermon was more heavily rocking than almost anything ever recorded to me, more than the first MZ5 LP. Loose and rowdy guitar, organ, congregation helping him to just push it so heavily into just such great boogie territory. Before that, Don't Ride That Hellbound Train, Parts 1 and 2, Charles Beck 78, which was chronologically not too much before the anti-rock sermon. Before that, Elder Charles Beck, again from the Urban Holiness Service LP, I know the Lord, he laid his hands on me, backed by the Heavenly Gospel Singers Quartet, who are on that record, along with Sister Goldie Haynes. Really neat performances, bad recording, but, you know, it's hard to do back then, really hard to do. Before that, Oh Jesus, Let Me Ride, Reverend M.E. Holmes, apparently a well-known radio personality in Maryland, from 40s or 50s, again, commercial recordings, and that track seems to have been made well live in a church. Before that, Elder J.E. Birch, Church and the Kingdom, first of three songs we heard off the Goodbye Babylon deluxe CD set from like 15 years ago, which kickstarted the Dust to Digital label. Could be 25 years at this point, because time. Before that, Reverend T.E. Weems. Before that, the track is called God is Mad with Man. Once again, God is Mad with Man. What a terrific thing. Before that, also Goodbye Babylon sermon CD, Well of Salvation, H.C. Gatewood. Really good moaning to get it going, and then it just really gets going. It's interesting on the sermon and congregational singing records, which ones start with the singing and then go into the preaching sermon part, and which ones start with the sermon and then go into the song, and the ways that, you know, one maybe works really well and then another in the other style. Before that, a really denoised selection, again, more Elder Charles Beck, just sort of more piano and vocal number, not a congregation, Better Quit Drinking Shine. Such a great song. We started off this long set with Reverend T.T. Rose, a different take, unreleased, Goodbye Babylon. Let's end with a very brief and beautiful moaner, the Paramount Juniors with The Old Ship Zion. Thanks again for tuning in to Buketon Scorned. Hope you have an okay week.